We're going to read a passage from the Bible from Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. And we're going to read from verse 13. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. He took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians on their chariots and on their horsemen." And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. Let's just pray again. Father, we just pray that you'd help us, help me now as I bring this message, and help us all to listen to what you have to say. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now these people, the Israelites, they had lived in Egypt for a number of years. And life was very tough for them in Egypt because they were slaves in Egypt, and they had to do what their masters told them to do. And their masters worked them very, very hard. And they didn't like that. They didn't find that very comfortable. And in a sense, this world is a bit like that. We are born into slavery. Whether you know it or not, you are born as a slave. And these people in Egypt, the Israelites, they were born slaves. And this was a very difficult situation for them to be in. And they didn't like it, and life was tough. And sometimes in this world, life can be tough. And the reason that life is tough for us is because of our sin. Now, the Bible tells us about sin. It's the wrong things that we do. But the Bible says to us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means you've sinned, it means that I've sinned. But it says something else, and this is perhaps the main thing to latch onto tonight. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Can we have our mobile phones turned off, please? Thank you, and put away. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. I wonder, can we all say that together? The wages of sin is death. We'll say it again. The wages of sin is death. That means that the bad things we do have a consequence. They ruin things. They make life difficult for you. They bring trouble into your life. They bring trouble into other people's life. And God is so loving and good that he wants to do away with the trouble in our lives. So the children of Israel were in this position where they were in trouble because they were slaves to Pharaoh, who was the great king over Egypt. And you, whether you really realize it tonight, are a slave to sin. If you haven't become a Christian, you are a slave to sin, and in a sense, slave to the devil. And God's great desire is that you should be set free from that, released from captivity, released from slavery, and brought into a place of freedom and a place where you can be happy and happily serve God. So this is the situation that the children of Israel found themselves in, and God provided a way by which they might be delivered from the slavery. And tonight we're going to talk about the way that you can be delivered from the slavery that you are in right now. Now, the children of Israel, they're in Egypt, life is tough, and God sends a man called Moses who will deliver them out of Egypt. And he goes to Pharaoh the king and says, "Let my people go." God says, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh the king says, "I'm not going to let them go." Now God is very angry with him. And God is so angry that after giving him a series of warnings, God kind of hits Egypt and all the Egyptians and Pharaoh very, very hard in killing their firstborn child. And they are so afraid and so angry that they send the Israelites out of Egypt. And this is where we come to at the start of the bit of the Bible that we read today. And so here are the Israelites, and they're standing by the Red Sea. So you've got the Red Sea on one side of them, and on the other side you have got the Egyptian army, because the Egyptians started to chase after them. Now God wanted to make a way by which the children of Israel could be completely delivered from the Egyptians. Completely delivered. Now as we go through our lives, there are many things that will affect us and make us feel bad. We can come under tremendous condemnation because of the things that we've done. We can worry. We can be troubled in heart. We can be burdened with so many things. We may be worrying about our work or our family or life at school. So many things can trouble us. So many things can affect our minds. And those are a kind of persecution. That's like the Egyptians chasing after the Israelites. I wonder tonight, are there things that worry you? Maybe issues with friends, issues with family, and you feel troubled. You feel a lack of peace, maybe worried about the future. Some people are worried about money. Whatever, you have troubles, you have difficulties. But God wants to set you free. He wants to set you free from those troubles, those attacks that come, and bring you into a place where you are completely free, where you are completely delivered. And that's exactly what God had planned for the Israelites here. You see, here they are, stuck. They're next to the sea, nowhere for them to go. And here the Egyptians are coming and they're attacking them. They've been under bondage to them. They've been in slavery to them for some period of time. And now here they are ready to attack them again. And they are so afraid of the attack that's going to come from the Egyptians. Now God has a master plan here. You would say they're in a situation where nothing good can happen, as far as they can see. On one side is the sea, on the other side is the army. There's nowhere for them to go. But God has a master plan for them to be completely delivered, and he uses what they think is a bad thing for them as a good thing. And he uses the sea that is there in order to deliver them from the Egyptians. You see, they are afraid of going forward. And at the start of the passage that we read tonight, Moses says to the Israelites, "Stand where you are, stand still, don't go anywhere, and God will save you." Now God steps in and says, that's not the message that I've got for you. The message that I've got for you is that you go forward. You have to take that step in going forward, and that's where your salvation will lie. Not in just staying where you are and waiting for something to fall on your heads, some magic thing out of heaven. But I'm saying to you, you need to take that step forward, and that's where your salvation will lie. And God says more specifically to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea and the water will part and your people can go through on the dry ground. So Moses stretches his hand out over the sea and the waters part and the Israelites go through on the dry ground. And when they've gone through, the Egyptians start to follow them into the sea. And the Israelites keep going, the Egyptians are chasing after them. But as the Israelites have gone through, God causes the water to come back on the Egyptians. You see, the waters of the sea were held back by God. He sent a great wind and the waters were like that, as great walls. And so the Israelites walk through and then the Egyptians try and follow. But God sends the water back on to the Egyptians. So the Egyptians are killed, the Egyptians are drowned, but the Israelites get through, and the Israelites get saved. Now, what was it that brought them from the place where they were under attack, from the place of difficulty, into the place of safety? And the same question we could ask ourselves, where do we get from the place where we are troubled by our sins, where we are under condemnation because of our sins, into the place where we are free from that condemnation? Well, it's simply this, that we take that step of choosing to follow Jesus, of trusting in Jesus Christ for the salvation of our souls. You see, we can have heard this message about Jesus Christ many times. We may have heard the gospel many times and never actually responded to it. And if we're in that situation, we're like the Israelites on the wrong side of the Red Sea. You've got on one side the attack from the devil, the attack because of your sins, but on the other side, you've got nowhere to go, it seems. But God says to us, we're in that position, we must take that step. We must take that step of trusting in God for the salvation of our souls. And the Israelites had to take that step. They had to step out between these walls of water. And it must have been very frightening for them to walk between two great high walls of water. They could have thought that these walls of water could fall down on them at any time. But no, they trusted in God and they stepped between those two walls of water. And as they stepped through and they walked through and they carried on going, that was the means of deliverance. And maybe tonight you are afraid of taking that step of trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and having your sins forgiven. But it's that step that seems so dangerous to you, that step that seems so hard, which is actually going to bring the change in your life, which is going to bring the deliverance in your life and set you free from your sins and set you free from so much that is troubling you, that is causing you harm in your life at the moment. God is so loving, He wants to set you free from so much anguish that you're going through at the moment, so much trouble, so much difficulty. And that's why God sent His Son Jesus into the world. In a sense, Moses under God was the deliverer for the Israelites. And God has sent a deliverer for you and for me to deliver us from our sins. The Bible says in the fullness of time, God sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world. Do you mind putting your phone down, please? Callum, is it? You put your phone down, please. Thank you. God sent His Son Jesus Christ into this world to do a most terribly difficult thing. Jesus Christ came and He suffered on a wooden cross. He was nailed to a wooden cross. His body was pierced in order that we might have our sins forgiven. And the blood of Jesus flowed out as He hung upon that cross and He died there for us. And because Jesus died on that cross for us, He provided a means by which our sins could be forgiven. That was the only means of deliverance for us from our sins. And just as Moses under God was the deliverer from the Israelites, so Jesus is our deliverer from our sins, and the deliverer for us from all the consequences of our sins, all the anguish, all the condemnation that we spoke about a moment ago. So the Israelites take this step, they go through, and they get to the other side, and this water, these walls of water, fall down upon the Egyptians. And every one of them is killed, it says. And as a result, the Israelites are safe. And you know, the Bible says there is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. By Jesus Christ dying on the cross, by carrying our sins, he carried the condemnation. He carried our sins. He carried the judgment, the result of our sins. And we said earlier that the wages of sin is death. There is a consequence for sin. But Jesus Christ died to pay for all the consequences of our sins. And all we have to do is to go to God and turn from our sins. Say, yes, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins, but I believe there is one who died on the cross for me. Please forgive me. And God will forgive us our sins and we will be delivered. But I want really to ask you tonight, have you taken that step of following Jesus, of trusting in Jesus for yourself? Because you can hear this message 100 times, 1,000 times, but it may do you no good unless you respond to it. And there will be people who go to hell, even though they've heard this message of the goodness of God, of his love for us, 100 times, yet they'll be in hell. Why? Because they did not respond to this very simple message. And just as for the children of Israel, in order for them to be saved, they had to take that step of going forward. God said, say to the children of Israel, go forward. And God may be saying to you tonight, if you've not trusted in Jesus Christ, go forward. Take that step of trusting in Jesus Christ and you will be saved. It's no good just hearing the message, but you need to take that step of saying, yes, I've heard it. Now I want it to be part of my life. I want to receive Jesus into my heart. I want that change for me personally. My challenge to you tonight is this. Perhaps you believe the truth. You believe this is the truth. But you've never responded to the gospel for yourself. I wonder tonight, will you take that step and say, yes, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross for my sins. Now I want it to be a reality in my life. That's a choice you have tonight. Will you respond to Jesus Christ and say, yes, I want you in my life. Forgive me my sins and change me. And then you will know that freedom from condemnation and freedom from all the attacks and all the anguish that comes as a result of sin. Amen. We're going to sing again number 45 in the blue book. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.